Well, hello, quantum engineers, and welcome to Module 5 of Becoming Quantum, the third module in Level 2 of our Becoming Quantum series. I hope, as always, that wherever you are in the world, you're doing well, and that you are able to use your quantum tools to help us navigate through this very interesting time that we find ourselves in, and that you're starting to settle in to this idea of power and starting to settle into the idea of the knowledge that you and the quantum mind, the creative mind, the mind of God, the mind of the universe, whatever you want to call that mind, are one thing, and there is no separation from you and it. And I hope as well that you've had some time to practice with the meditation from last week's module, and you're just starting to settle into a different way of thinking about who you are and how you fit into this creative matrix of information, and that you're starting to realize that you are not now, nor have you ever been separate from it, that you do not now, nor have you ever lacked the power to participate with it, and that moving forward, your perception and perspective of yourself in the quantum field will never be the same. So I hope that's starting to sink in. What I want you to grasp is that it does take time to sink in. You know, over the course of level one and level two of the five modules, we gradually over time start to integrate different concepts and integrate different considerations. These five modules are just the beginning of how those seeds that we've been planting as it relates to becoming quantum are going to start to take root in you. You might plant a seed, we might have planted a seed over the, in the course somewhere of these five modules that will start to sprout for you, have already started sprouting for you. There will be other seeds of understanding and putting pieces together and ahas and epiphany moments that might start to sprout, you know, in the next couple of weeks or the next couple of months. Or in the next few years, you'll suddenly recognize you'll have a major epiphany moment after you've spent, you know, the last couple of years creating and creating and creating, and you're seeing the outcomes and you're seeing the outcomes. And then you have an epiphany. It's like, oh my gosh, this is what that means. So I want you to stay open and available to the idea that this process is going to continue to unfold, especially now where we are in this moment in time, and to be willing and available for that unfoldment to be so. So, yeah, it becomes a gift that just keeps giving. So here we are in module five, in our final module, teaching module, of creating the real and remembering your future. This is where we start to do some quantum, taking some of the ideas that we touched on in earlier modules and really starting to put them into quantum prayer activity, quantum energy activities, and starting to embody these principles. So now that we're familiar with working as source and we're deepening that understanding, and we begin to empower our creative and energetic choices, and we discover how to shape and direct our energy in precise ways, this is where we start to do that. We start to direct our energy in precise ways so that we can start seeing the synchronicities and results that are responses to our work. So all of the work and preparations and questions and inquiries about what do you want, what are the states you've been in, what are the states you've been creating from, what are the states you need to create from, what do you want to let go of? You know, last week we talked in the coaching module about actions and what do you need to let go of? What do you need to invite in? What are the consequences of you getting what you want? And what are the, you know, how will you respond to those sorts of things? All of those considerations are setting you up for what we're going to start to do now. Okay. So in this module, we're going to work through some exercises, again, that we've already touched on, but that are going to help you deepen your quantum practice by further refining the elements that support it. We're going to intensify your relationship with your future, your outcome, that thing you're wanting to create in the quantum so that it becomes vibrantly energized in you. We're going to do some fun yet simple, powerful quantum exercises. And we're going to do our big quantum meditation prayer as well, for which you have a separate guided meditation. But in the teaching module, I'll walk you through that process so that you understand what you're doing when the guided meditation becomes available. So, quick review, as always. Last week in Module 4, we worked through your divine states and accessing your infinite potential. We discovered that our reality is a dynamic reflection of our consistent energetic states, and our reality reflects who we are being. We learned that these states are planted in us when we're very young, and we continue to grow them by giving them meaning, by accepting them and maintaining them. The meaning that you give these seeds and your acceptance of them due to your lack of consciousness, because these seeds were planted in us when we were very young, perpetuates their ability to shape your reality. And they also influence our level of aperture, the ability for us to project and move light. So essentially, these states influence our level of power. Very important to understand what state these states do. We discovered that everything is. Every potential is possible. The potential for healing, the potential for wealth, the potential for world transformation, the potential for love, the potential for creativity. Everything is. All it needs to be physicalized is for you to occupy that state. And if you do it consciously, deliberately, then you're working with the quantum. Most people on the planet are doing it unconsciously, and so the realities of their world are all sorts of all over the place and mishy-mashy, and you know, there's good stuff and bad stuff happening all the time, and people think, oh, it's God or it's the universe, or you know, I have nothing to do with it, right? So as we become more conscious, we'll be able to more deliberately merge with the state that we want to shape. This too is really important, because this tends to be where people think, if they've been wanting to create or achieve something and it doesn't appear to be happening, then they think, oh, the universe must not want me to have this, or God must not want me to have this, or that there's something external to them, or the Akashic record, it's not listed in my Akashic record, or it's not in my star chart, you know, or I've got some karmic debt that I have to pay and that's why this isn't working. No. It's just because there hasn't been a conscious, consistent merging with the state of the outcome that has given it the time it needs to take root in the reality. So be really conscious of that. We discovered that old realities and new realities exist at the same time in the field of your life while you're doing this work, and not to worry about the old realities. If they're there and you see them and you notice them, don't give them energy. Let them exist until the new reality removes them. And keep focusing and tending to and caring for the future outcome. We discovered that the more clearly we recognize our states, the more elegantly we can navigate through them. And this is super, super important. We realize that the state is what we multiply. The energetic state is what we multiply, and we create from the end. We don't think about what we want to have. We don't think of the thing we want to have. We create from the thing we want to have. And so these are really important things to be reminded of. So your future outcome also has an energetic, emotional, mental, and physical state. And so the question right now in this moment is, have you gotten clear about what that state is? What the energetic state? What the mental state? What the emotional state, what the physical state is that embodies your future outcome. The energies, the attitudes, the emotions, the actions, the thoughts, the things that are said, the things that are heard, the things that are experienced, the conversations you have, the conversations you overhear, how you talk to people, how you walk into a room, how you sign a check, there's all of these states that are a part of your future. And I want you to be clear about them, because those are going to be important as we do some of the quantum prayer work that we're going to focus on today. As you're navigating your future, as you're shaping your future, you want to have as rich an energetic story to tell, so that when you do your quantum work, all of those seeds are planted. Okay. So think about those energetic, emotional, mental, and physical states of your future outcome. What does that whole story look like? How are you spending your time? How are you eating? How are you waking up? Who are you talking to? What are the words that you say? Where are you spending your time? What are the things that you notice around you? Where are you? Who's around you? What are the kind of conversations that you're having? What are the words that come out of your mouth? How do you show up at a meeting? How do you spend your day? What kind of clothes do you wear? All of that. How do you talk to your bank manager? How do you talk to your staff? How do you talk to your clients? How do you talk to your loved ones? What do you hear them saying in this future outcome? Get really, really, really clear about that. Because we're going to be using those things today. And we discovered that the four stages of the process are discovery, transformation, awakening, and integration, and that these states support us in becoming aware of and shifting our limited states so that we can consistently maintain the state of our future outcome. So we learned a lot. And then we did in our coaching call, we walked through the process of courage. And then there's also the new guided meditation in the classroom as well. So we covered a lot last week. And so as in every module in phase two, I remind you that this is all about becoming power and altering our relationship with power and what that means. And power for us as quantum engineers is the ability to engage with, to shape and direct energy to create physical outcome. In this module, we're going to be using exercises, what we call quantum prayer, rooted in power to create those physical outcomes, right? The power part of this is really important. And again, as a reminder, the power is that we understand by now you are the quantum mind. The Father and I are one. The quantum mind and I are one. There is no separation between you, the creative mind of the quantum. And the more this becomes true for you, the more power your mind, the more power your imagination, the more power your intention has the capacity to deliberately create. So your thoughts are quantum thoughts. Your ideas are God's ideas. Your imaginings are the quantum's imaginings. It's not separate. Even if your imaginings are negative and limited, those are still thoughts of the quantum. This is why it's so important to be meticulous about what we are running through what states we are running. Right? Your mind, your imagination creates everything. The more you realize that you are in fact the quantum mind, the more deliberately, the more powerfully, the more specifically, the more precisely, you will shape your thoughts, your energies, your emotions, your intentions. So all of your thoughts have creative power, either negatively or positively. And because there is no separation between you and the quantum, that means the quantum is continuously hearing you, the quantum is continuously responding to you. The inner world of your thoughts, your energies, your ideas, that's the cause, and the outer world is the effect. The quantum world is constantly responding to you. This is what is meant by ask and it is given. Knock and you shall receive. The quantum mind is always listening. You knock on it, the door of the quantum will open. You ask for it, but not from a begging position, but from a quantum prayer position, and it will be given. So the more alike and the more in phase with the quantum you are, the more in alignment you are with your future outcome, the more effectively you can deliberately create. So I want to ask you, and I want you to start to become aware of, how has this awareness of this position of you in the quantum mind, how has this awareness made itself known to you over the last few weeks? What have you noticed about anything and everything? How you sleep, how you feel, how you think about your world, how do you function through your day? How do you pay attention when you're behind the wheel of a car, while you're just doing normal mundane things? And you know, what do you notice? And I want you to be able to remind yourself consistently, my mind and the quantum mind are one thing. My thoughts, my goals, my dreams, my desires are the goals, dreams, and desires of the quantum. There's no separation from it. What I'm inspired to do, that's the quantum mind at work. And we'll talk about the idea of inspiration here a little bit down the road, coming up here. But if you have an inspired idea, that's an impulse from the quantum, wanting to use you as an expression through which that inspired idea of wealth, health, happiness, success, healing, abundance, whatever it is, you are the gateway. The quantum mind says, hey, there's a doorway right there, disguised as Simone, disguised as Susan, disguised as Troya, disguised as Gail, disguised as Tony, disguised as Bill. Ooh, quantum gateway. Let's use it. Okay, so what have you noticed about this awareness? I want to hear. Okay. And so with that, knowing that your everything that belongs to you, your ideas, mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually, all of the mental stuff that goes through you are energetic, creative impulses from the quantum mind using you as the creative gateway. This is another place where people get stuck. They think, oh, I have this real, I'm so inspired. I'm inspired to have wealth. I'm inspired to have, you know, really lovely amounts of prosperity and abundance in my life so that I can do awesome things, so that I can, you know, so that I can have fun things, so that I can have freedom and a sense of well-being, and I can share with others and I can be generous. But, oh, that's not very spiritual. Or the idea that, you know, you want to have a loving relationship or you want to be successful. And people say, well, that's just not very, you know, that's just not very divine. That's just not very godlike. That's just not very spiritual. That's bullshit. Because there is no separation between what you have as a desire or an inspiration and the quantum mind. So all of these things, these eyes of your quantum mind, this helps us prepare for the energetic work so that you get out of your own way. So there are 8 eyes of your quantum vision. And if they belong to you, if you felt them, if you've noticed them, then they are aspects of the quantum divine mind. They are inspiration. We'll talk about all of these in a second. Inspiration, intention, identity, imagination, intuition, innovation, integration, and implementation. These are the 8 energetic strategies of visioneering, the program that I developed called Visioneering. Eyes, right? I, they all start with the letter I, and the I of vision. See how clever I am? Inspiration, intention, identity, imagination, intuition, innovation, integration, implementation. Make notes of these because your quantum creativity is rooted in all of these things. So remember that as quantum engineers, we create from the outcome, from the end. Okay. Now, in order to get to that, all of these eyes play a role. So the inspiration, what desires for outcomes do you want to create? How does that inspired vision for you to have it feel? Right? Remember, we create from the outcome. So you're inspired to have wealth, or you're inspired to have a best-selling book, or you're inspired to have a healthy body, or you're inspired to create a wonderful business, whatever that is. How does that inspired vision for you to be in it feel? When you get that impulse, of freedom or well-being or just the happiness to be generous or the satisfaction of a job well done. That's inspiration. How does that feel? We want to be able to get really familiar with that because that's going to be the energy that we run through our quantum prayers. Your inspiration. And the imagining of, ooh, what would it feel like, that inspired vision, to have $1 million in the bank? What would it feel like to have, to hold that child in your arms? What would it feel like to look at the New York Times or the Amazon bestseller list and see your book at the top? What would that feel like? That's inspiration. Inspiration. In spiritu. In spirit. Okay? Intention. Have you said a strong, solid yes to those visions? Knowing that all things are possible within the quantum mind. That yes, intention, I am creating this. That there's an energetic ownership to that. I am, again, going back to the idea of the I am creating this. Not, I hope, or I'll pray, or if the universe wants me to have it, it'll appear. No. Right? Or if the stars line up and all of that, well, then okay. Or maybe, no. I want you to sense and feel the difference of a very powerful intention. You being in the feeling of yesing, yes to the vision, yes to the vision, yes, I'm making it welcome. Yes, I am courageous enough to step into it, like we talked in the coaching call in the last module. That courage to say yes, because if I say yes to this vision, guess what? Things in my life are going to change. How does that, the power of that yes, that intention, feel? And get familiar with that. The third is identity. When you are living the reality that you're shaping, who are you now in that reality? Who will you be when that goal is met? Just kind of like what we talked about a moment ago. What are the thoughts you have? What is the energy in your body? What is your posture like? How do you walk into a room? How do you wander through your house? How do you collect your mail knowing that you have that $1 million in the bank or your book is a number one bestseller or you have the relationship that you want or you have the career that you want or you have the health that you want? Your identity, your physical nature. From the moment you get out of bed to the moment you lay your head down on the pillow, who are you being? That has a feeling tone. So when we do our major quantum prayer, you want to be able to feel all these things and to know what all of these things feel like. Because again, whenever we're working quantumly, we're creating from the outcome. Right? The fourth I is imagination. What are all of the elements of the outcome? What do you see in the outcome? What are the sounds you hear? What are the, who are the people that you hang around with? Where are the places that you go? What is the car that you drive? If you're, you know, wanting to have a family, are you driving a minivan with baby carriers in the back? If you're wanting to travel around the world, where are you going? Who are you with? And these imaginings are more crucial than ever right now, given what the world is going through. Don't for a single second look at what the outer world is doing right now in all of its coronavirus craziness and look at that and think for a single moment that because of what's going on in the 3D world, that you can't create what you're wanting to create right now. Do not, because of what's happening in the 3D world, do not give that power. None whatsoever. Call all of your energy back from the 3D world and invest it. That should be another I. Invest it in your vision. What is the energy you're investing in the vision? Pull all of the energy back from what the 3D world is doing right now and without resting invest that energy in your vision. So get really clear about sights, sounds, people, places, circumstances, kind of clothes you wear, all of it. The intuition will also be a part of it. Once this quantum energy is catalyzed, your intuitive mind will start to lead you through ways to circumstances that you wouldn't normally consider, that might not normally make sense to you in your rational way of thinking. Ideas will pop into your head. You'll have dreams at night. You'll be brushing your teeth and you'll suddenly get an idea or hear a word that will guide you. Your intuition gets especially powerful when we do our expansion, our coherence expansion and stillness work, right? Because intuition has a very difficult time trying to squeeze through a busy, chattery mind. That's why we are deliberate when we do our quantum work in allowing room for stillness and listening. Listening. The intuitive mind does not scream. The intuitive mind does not chatter. The intuitive mind does not blather on and on and on. It's very clear. It's very gentle. It's very concise. And it's very wise. So we have to be open and available to hear it. And when it does show up, allow your intuitive mind to lead you and then take action. And the actions that you take are going to be innovative. And that leads us to the next I, innovation. What new ideas, what new approaches make themselves known to you? If you're shaping a quantum outcome, then the things that you've done in the past are not going to be the things that serve you in the future. New stuff is going to have to happen. And this is why, again, courage is so important, because you're going to be doing stuff that's unfamiliar. You're going to be doing stuff you've never done before. You're going to have the inspired idea to pick up the phone and call somebody. You're going to have the inspired idea to start sitting down and writing your book. You know, these new innovation. It's always something new. If your goal is to be making $1 million a year, then the things that you do in your world, in your business, in your life, are going to be different than the things that you've done that make you $100,000 a year, right? It's like, hello, but people aren't willing to step into those innovations because they're unfamiliar. Again, courage is important. Integration. How can you blend all of these elements together to generate a complete energetic picture? To be integrated, to be whole. Remember that wholeness recognizes wholeness. So how do you start to put all these things together so they start to flow and spin and work as a complete unit? And then implementation. Implementation is doing in the physical world. So how can you begin to make your outcome welcome in the world now? How do you start preparing in the 3D world for the inevitability of the outcome of your success? Right? If you're, you know, wanting to start a family, how do you start preparing for that in the physical 3D world? If you're wanting to achieve a certain level of wealth, how do you start preparing for that in the 3D world? Again, giving no energetic concern to what the 3D world is doing right now. Okay. How do you start to implement these energies in the 3D world so that they have a portal in your reality to start sprouting? Okay. All of these I's are very important. So ask yourself, walk through each of them. Inspiration, intention, identity, imagination, intuition, innovation, integration, and implementation. And we can add a ninth one of investment. How are you investing your energy? Right? When we, and actually investment, I really should add investment to this, because the idea of investing energy, when you make an investment, you have an expectation, like when you invested your money in this class, you have an expectation that you're going to get something back from it, right? So when you invest, you expect something back. When you spend, you don't expect something back. right? When you spend money on a pair of shoes, you know, you might, that's not an investment. You're not really expecting something back from those shoes other than the way maybe they'll make you look or the way they make you feel. But at this stage of the game, there becomes a refinement of what am I doing with my energy? Am I investing it with an expectation of a return, which is what our quantum work is? Or am I spending it? Am I spending my energy? Am I spending my thoughts? Am I wasting my energy? Am I wasting my thoughts? Right? So as quantum engineers, we understand, very specifically so, that when we invest our energy, we expect and know there is going to be a return. We know there's going to be a return. We're not precisely clear how that energy will be returned to us, but we know it will be. And when there's that that expectation, that inevitability, there's another I. We expect there to be an inevitability of the return. Then when we get to that point, we can do our quantum work and then relax and trust that the seeds that we have planted, we will reap. There will be a return on our energetic investment. What you reap, so you shall sow, right? Okay, so get clear about these and how these energetics are running through your system. So all of those eyes, especially the idea of investment, helps you close the gap. Helps you close the gap between what exists now in this moment and what exists in the future. What's going on as within you, as within, so without. As above, so below. On earth, as it is in heaven. Or as it says in scripture, to he who has, more shall be given. That is a statement of consciousness. To he who possesses in consciousness, more shall be given in the outer world. The seeds you plant in the inner will be reflected on the outer. So all of those energies help you close the gap between the present and the future moment. And these ideas are also really crucial right now in this moment where things are really weird in the world. What are the visions that you hold for the future of the world right now? What are the visions that you hold for how quickly this whole coronal situation dissolves? We have power over that. We have control over that. We can use our quantum prayers and the exercises that we're going to do here coming up now, not only to serve our future personal individual goals, for health, wealth, happiness, success, and outcome. But we can use these same tools to dissolve this corona thing that is nothing but an imagination being projected into the outer world. There's no difference between what's happening in the 3D world right now and what we're talking about. Okay, so we can talk about that as we move forward. So quantum prayer. We've been touching on it. We've been investigating it up until now, but now we're going to dive into it in a big way. So quantum prayer. Remember that to pray means to merge with, to move into phase with a thing. It's not begging or pleading for a thing from some external entity, but to create from a thing as the created creative identity. You know, you hear people, they go to church, they fall down on their knees, they raise their hands, and then they whisper into their hands, please, God, please, give me the money that I want and I need. Please, God, please, let it rain. Please, God, please, you know, bring me the love of my life. Please, please, please. Well, it doesn't work. If anything, what it does is it perpetuates the lack because there's the energy of lack. I don't have it. I don't have the love. I don't have the money. I don't have the power. I don't have the health. I have nothing. I have nothing. Please give it to me. Please give it to me. Just feel and sense the energy of that. That energy is being heard by the quantum field and it perpetuates the lack. Right? And that's why prayer, in the way that it's been I don't even know who taught us that, but it doesn't work. So rather we create from having the thing as the creative identity itself. We don't need to go pray to God because we are the quantum mind. Our thoughts are the God thoughts. Our thoughts are the quantum thoughts. Our ideas are the God ideas. Right. We have inherited that creative power. So when we quantumly pray, we quantumly pray by generating the energy within ourselves, mind, body, emotion, spirit, of the thing as the creative force itself. That's way more powerful, isn't it? Way more powerful than falling on your knees and pleading and begging for something to be given to you. Remember our quote, to he who has, more shall be given. The rest of that quote is, to he who has not, even that which he has will be taken from him. If you guys have studied with me before, you've heard me say this. To he who has, more shall be given. To he who has not, even that which he has will be taken from him. So this is a quantum dictate. If you have it in consciousness, if you possess it in energy, if you possess it in mind, if you possess it in feeling, then that shall be given to you even more. But if you lack it, to he who has not, even that which he has will be taken from him. Right? So if you go in and you're begging and you're pleading and you're saying, please give it to me, please give it to me, please give it to me, you'll notice that good stuff just doesn't come. In fact, even worse stuff happens because you're coming from the position of lack. So this idea of quantum prayer is really important to understand. So we don't pray for peace. We become peace. We embody peace and we expand it and express it. We don't pray for rain. We embody all of the energies of what it would feel like if rain were here now, and we embody the idea that we look out into our fields of wheat and they are green and they are robust and everything is verdant and growing and cool and nourished, right? Why do we want rain? So that stuff will grow. So from the end point of that is where we create from. We don't pray for wealth. We embody all of the energetic attributes and attitudes of being wealthy, and we embody them consistently. That list of inspiration and intention and imagination and intuition and who we're being and where we're going and who's with us and where we're spending our money and all of that other stuff. In this moment right now with the corona situation, we're not praying for healing. We pray from the end result, that we're praying from, you know, in our imagination. We hear people say there are no more cases of coronavirus. Business is open, not as usual, but in brand new ways. The world is coming alive. You do your creative work from that. You do your creative work from seeing people in the streets hugging one another and being able to touch one another and being able to go to work and do their businesses but doing it from a position of happiness and clarity and satisfaction and power, not from a place of victimization and suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder. That's how you pray for the corona thingy to settle out, right? As quantum engineers, we have great power to do that. So that's how we do our work. So we're going to play with three ways that this can be done. There's multiple ways, and we'll cover some more ways in the coaching call. But for now, we've touched on a couple of these things, but we're going to go deeply into them. The pre-sleep quantum prayer. So we've talked about this before in our homework, where I've said every night before you drift off to sleep, go to bed as though you're already in possession of and living as your outcome. Okay. So as you are drifting off to sleep, most people will drift off to sleep thinking about, oh my God, what do I got to do tomorrow? I've got to do this and I've got to do that. And, oh, you know, man, I don't have any money in the bank. How am I going to navigate that? Or, you know, what a shitty day it was, et cetera, et cetera. No. When you do that, you are continuing to plant states in your subconscious mind, especially right as you get ready to drift off to sleep, right? because your mind is receptive. It's in the moments right after you wake up in the morning and right before you go to bed that you are sort of the most suggestive. Your mind is the most suggestive. Your mind is the most open and available. So as you drift off to sleep, whatever your vision is, your quantum vision, you get ready, you go to sleep as that person. The money that you're wanting to create is in the bank. You're going to sleep with that bank balance, or you're going to sleep with your client list is full. And you know that when you wake up in the morning, you're going to be navigating and working with some really awesome clients because your client list is full. Or you're going to sleep having been given the promotion. Or you're going to sleep as your body is happy and healthy and strong, and what that means for you. That, you know, maybe that day you've worked out and you've had an excellent exercise regime, and you walked 2 miles, and you know, it's like, wow, what a great, it's done, or you've signed the deal, or the world is completely healed, you know. Bringing to your being as you drift off to sleep the feeling and the thoughts and the attitudes and the energies of the person who already has the outcome and everything that means. What does that mean? What are you? It's there. It exists for you today in the moment now. What does that mean for you? How do you go to sleep with that reality existing for you? And then as you drift off, you tell yourself that you will wake up as this person as well. Right there, we can program our subconscious before we go to sleep. If you've ever, it's really fun to be able to do this if you need to wake up at a certain time. And I do this all the time. If I say I've got to get up at 5 o'clock, I'll set my alarm for 5 o'clock, but I'll also set my inner alarm. I'll say, just be sure you wake up. We've got to be up at 5 o'clock. And invariably, I will wake up 5 minutes before the alarm goes off because I've told my mind before I go to sleep what I want it to do. So this is the power of that quantum prayer before you go to sleep. You're not praying, bring me the money, bring me the money, bring me the money. You're praying, I've got it. It's here now. To he who has, more shall be given. This is what this is. And then observe your dreams. They will have messages for you that will help you continue to decondition, to break apart those restrictions of self, or they'll have guidance to assist you. Now, let me say this about dreams. Sometimes as you do this quantum work, you will have weird, scary dreams because you are releasing conditioning. You're releasing fear. You're releasing limits. You're releasing states that other people have given you. States of unworthiness, states of you don't deserve, states of how dare you, states of who do you think you are, states of if you do this, I won't love you, states of if you're successful, you'll be abandoned. You're going to release states. And so sometimes your dreams may be scary or weird or very disturbing. That's okay. Don't wig out. It's a part of the process of releasing conditioning. If you have, I suggest that you journal your dreams as you do the quantum work, because they will hold great messages. Even if they are scary, they are messengers. And then on other sides of that equation, you might have dreams that have guidance to assist you, that give you ideas, or you'll hear a song. One of my clients recently had a dream about Placido Domingo. And I just thought it was so fascinating because Placido means to be peaceful and Domingo means divine. And so the message from her in her dream was, you know, continue to know that you are divine and to move forward in peace. As she's working, I was like, wow, that's a great dream. And then the next night she had a weird dream. So I'm like, okay, really be okay with both sides of that equation. So if you have nightmares, wake up, feel the emotion of them, write them down, write it down. Ask yourself, what is being released? What is being transmuted? What is being dissolved? What is getting out of the way? What is being brought to my attention so that I can bless it and quantumly forgive it and hand it forward? What is coming forward? What is coming forward? Use your dreams in any way they show up. And then as you go about the day, notice the synchronicities, notice what you notice, notice the ideas, notice the intuitions, notice the innovations that show up for you throughout the day. Notice stuff that just shows up. Notice things that you haven't noticed before. That it's always fascinating to me when the quantum work is really working well, you'll know that it's starting to kick in when you start to notice things in your reality that you've never noticed before. And this starts to happen a lot. Like I remember particularly one such incident a couple of months ago when I was doing my quantum work and working on a particular quantum project. And I was at the barn. I was riding my horse in the arena where I've been riding him for over a year now. And I noticed in the distance that there was a building on the horizon that I'd never seen before. And I was like, hang on a second. I know I've been here every day and I've never once seen that building before. Never once. And I just kind of noticed it. I noticed it and I thought, wow, if it's always been there and I've just not noticed it, then something in my perception has shifted to notice it now. And so I was like, okay, whatever quantum work I'm doing, is something is shifting because I know I haven't noticed that before. Now, whether my quantum perception shifted so that I do see it, or something was altered in the reality my reality shifted. So I'd moved from one reality to another reality, from one where the building wasn't there to one where the building was there, to start to be open about those things. You know, start to notice where tiny little things or big things start to change or shift. And you go, and you notice, you go, has that always been there? I know that hasn't always been there. Something has changed. And just notice what you notice. And if you start to notice those things, when you start to notice those things, just go, okay, it's working. Don't freak out about it. Don't get all weird about it. Just go, something shifted. It might be an attitude from someone else. Somebody else who's normally been a real monster might suddenly be really kind. A situation or a circumstance in your world that seemed like it was never going to shift suddenly shifts, right? Again, that's why I'm saying this whole corona scenario or circumstance, if we do our quantum work, we don't need to sit around and wait for all of the projections to say, oh, it's going to be 8 months or 18 months. No, we can shift it right now doing our work. Okay, so pay attention and notice what you notice. This is a fun exercise. It's a really fun exercise, and it's got a lot of power. And you can do it in your pajamas. So it's really, really easy. So that's the first quantum prayer. Second quantum prayer is a quantum prayer for another person. Another person. There is a esoteric statement that says you can only keep that which you give away. Now, this isn't meant in the 3D world that if you want to keep, you know, if you want to keep your dog, you got to give him away. Or if you want to keep your money, you got to give it away. Or if you want to keep your relationship, you got to give it away. No, no, no. We're talking energetically here. You can only keep that which you give away. So the quantum prayer for another, this prayer actually magnifies and amplifies the energy of a prayer, of the prayer, like a mirror reflected in a mirror becomes an infinite reflection. Like the image of this little girl sitting in front of a mirror, and there's obviously a mirror in front of her, and there's a mirror behind her. And so there's infinite, if we were to look at this this photo image direct on, you would see that there's an infinite number of images and an infinite number of reflections. Okay, so when you quantumly pray for another, it becomes an infinite feedback loop because there's only one of us here, right? You are an individual expression of the singular creative force. I am also an expression of that. So if and everybody on the planet is also an expression of that. So there's only one of us here. So if you quantum generate for another, if you quantumly pray for another, you are multiplying energy infinitely like this mirror image, because number one, in order for you to pray for another, you have to generate it in yourself first, right? So if you're wanting if you're wanting to quantum generate somebody that you know as being happy and healthy and successful and wealthy and abundant and super prosperous and super just super awesome, you have to be able to generate that energy in yourself first. In order to give it to somebody, you have to generate it in yourself first, right? So that's the first thing. The second thing is the person that you're generating it for and sending it to is also you, right? So again, there is no separation. You and everything are one. So you're generating it in yourself first, and then you're sending it to somebody who is also you, just disguised as somebody else. So if the other is you who is receiving the energy, and you are generating the energy, it becomes this ripple effect, amplified. It becomes an echo of 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 an echo, and it amplifies and it grows. So when you quantumly pray for the world, or you quantumly pray for another person, you are reflecting and imagining, you are amplifying and infinitizing that energy if you do it properly. And so when you quantumly pray for another, what you do is you hold the image of the person in your awareness. And this can be somebody whom you know and love, or it can be somebody you might be having a difficulty with, right? Remembering that whether it's somebody that you know and love and have a great relationship with, or you are having a difficult relationship with, they are both expressions of you. They are both expressions of you. The people you love, the people you hate are both expressions of you. So it's easy. It's actually, there's actually a greater benefit to praying for the folks that maybe you have difficulty with. Because you need to get resistance out of the way in order to be able to do that work. You've got to be able to exercise your quantum forgiveness. That's why quantum forgiveness in this process is so important. You get the resistance out of the way so that you're able to clear away the limitations. And if you have obstacles in your way around somebody, and you realize everybody in the world is a reflection of me. And, oh, I really hate this person. Really can't stand this person. Well, you're hating yourself. And if you're hating yourself, you're going to perpetuate that energy within yourself. It's going to be really difficult to access your quantum power. Even if the person in the 3D world is a real monster, a real douchebag, or, you know, if we recognize, this person is me. It's just a different reflection of me. And so what we can do is we shape quantum forgiveness. We release our thoughts and our patterns around this person or circumstance or thing. And then we hold the person in your awareness, and you visualize them in their perfect outcome. You visualize them in their perfect awareness, in the job, in the position that would make them happy, making the kind of money that they want to make, having wonderful people around them, that they are smiling, they are living their ultimate good. You are hearing them tell you how happy they are because they got that job that they wanted. Or you're hearing them tell you how happy they are because they got a perfect clean bill of health. You're hearing them tell you how happy they are because they finally realized how important and beautiful and amazing they are. So you're hearing them talk to you about how wonderful things are. In your prayer, you are congratulating them for their success. You are hugging them, saying, I'm so happy for you. Congratulations for getting that job. Congratulations for getting that promotion. Congratulations. I'm so excited. Yes, I'll come to your wedding. Congratulations for that award. Congratulations for being a New York Times bestselling author. Congratulations. Oh my gosh, I'm so, so happy for you. You're shaking their hand. You're hugging them. You're being genuinely happy for them, seeing them in the completeness of their vision. This is how you quantum leap pray for somebody, right? This is, and because you need to generate that energy within yourself first, and you're projecting it outward, it becomes multiplied. It's not just for you. It's a double whammy. Energetic field meeting energetic field, returning to energetic field, returning to energetic field, returning to energetic field. Ripple, 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 ripple. Right. This is the power of quantum prayer for another. And you can do this for an individual, somebody you know, somebody you don't know, somebody you love, somebody you don't love. You can do this for a group of people. Syrian refugees, or if your child's basketball team is going to a competition, and you're holding the vision for them to have the greatest outcome and the best success. You're not saying, please God, let them win the tournament. No, that's not it at all. Quantumly praying for a hate group, quantumly praying for a business or a company that could use some good quantum results. You can do it for the world. Right? So notice what you notice when you do this kind of work. Notice how it makes you feel. And again, what we're doing here is we're not projecting, when we're praying for another, we're not projecting what we want for them. We're creating what they want for themselves. They want happiness. They want success. They want well-being. They want that job. They want that relationship. They want that kind of money in the bank. They want that whatever. We're holding that vision for them that they want, not what we want. We're not praying to manipulate anybody. We're holding in our mind the vision of them being, living their highest vision. Very important distinction. Right? Because otherwise it gets toxic if you're using manipulation. You know, I'm praying so that this person will love me. Nope. You're just praying that they're happy and in the most beautiful relationship that they could ever have, whether you're a part of it or not. Right? Really important distinction. You know, if you have a sibling who maybe has an alcohol problem or a dependency problem, you're praying that they are happy and healthy and whole. You're seeing them walking through your door and being perfect and completely sober and completely healed and walking up to you and saying, I've never felt so good in my life. And I know that this battle that I've been fighting is over. And you see them in their perfect nature. So as you do this, notice what you notice. Notice what you notice with the person or people for whom you are quantumly working. Don't tell them. Do not tell them. Do not tell them you are quantumly praying for them. Don't do it. You'll ruin it. Just do it and notice what you notice. Notice synchronicities that align with your vision for them. and notice how those things that you've been praying for them actually start to show up for you as well. Again, because when you pray for another, you have to generate that energy for yourself first. So we become even more blessed when we bless someone else. Okay. This is a fun one. This is a fun one. Play with that. Okay. And then the third prayer we're going to work with in this module is our personal quantum prayer. And we've been working towards this for, you know, certainly through the last 3 weeks, but we've been working towards this over the last, you know, for the five modules. So this personal quantum prayer takes all of the elements that we've developed in the previous four modules and starts to put them to work. This quantum prayer, just like in the image of the person sitting in the Buddha bubble, this quantum prayer helps you plant seeds or put roots, energetic roots, into the 3D world. It helps you shape your quantum field of energy around you. And it puts you in direct partnership with the quantum mind, the Buddha mind in this image. The Father and I are one. The Buddha and I are one. The quantum and I are one. This image is very perfect because it exhibits what we are doing in all of our quantum work. By turning inward, and you see the light around the heart space there, we generate a field of energy that merges with that Buddha mind, the quantum mind, and puts roots into the 3D world. So everything we've been doing up until now, this is what it looks like as an image. Such a good image. I love this image. Study this image. Spend time with this image. See what else you notice. I'm noticing grapes on a tree in the image behind the prayer. The fruits of his labor. Love this image. So this is what we're doing when we do our personal quantum prayer. So, and again, I want you to sort of consider this. And again, I'll be providing you with a guided meditation that will be in the classroom that will walk you through this process. So it happens in four stages, and we've been developing and gradually working on all these four stages over time. What we're going to do now in this quantum prayer is put them all together. So the first stage is generating coherence and amplitude. And then in this quantum prayer, that is followed by stillness. The second phase, you generate the I am energy. And then that's followed by stillness. The third phase, you generate the having, moving into the phase of the outcome, embodying the end result from the end, or all of the things that we've talked about here. Sight, smells, sounds, tastes. What does it feel for you to be in it? Who are you being? What does that look like? That's generating the having, being in it, and then releasing it back into stillness. And then the fourth phase is gratitude and integration. So those are the phases of the meditation. So the first stage that we'll walk through in the guided meditation is, and it's you'll notice each of the phases, because each of the phases has a different type of music, has a different sort of song that plays, not a song, but a different song. In the first phase, the generating coherence, amplitude, and stillness, the first part of this of the meditation, you're going to take a few minutes to generate a coherence, a very strong energetic coherence, and expand that field, generate the amplitude, and merge with that quantum field, and you'll release, at the end of the song, you'll just release it into stillness. And the song that plays, you're going to feel an emotion in it. It's a very cinematic song. You wonder why they play certain music in movies. It's to generate an emotion. So the music that we're using in this quantum meditation, it's not quiet, soft, subtle meditation music. It starts off subtle, but it moves. There's an amplitude. It rises in energy and it generates feeling in your heart. And as you navigate through this meditation, pay attention to what the music inspires you to feel. So in the generating coherence part of it, you're going to notice it invites your heart to swell in amplitude. It invites you to open the aperture of the coherence. You will feel it. And so as you navigate through each phase of the song, notice how the music supports you in feeling the energy grow, the amplitude grow, the aperture expand. And then at the end of it, you just release it into stillness. And at the end of that phase, there'll be about 20 seconds of just stillness. When you settle into stillness, what you're doing then in that moment is you're rooting, you're dropping the energetic code into the earth. That's what these roots are. Planting it in the womb of the feminine. Sorry, I went too far here. The second phase of the meditation, you're going to generate the I am energy and then go into stillness. So in this I am phase, you're going to take a few minutes to generate the identity and the attributes of the quantum. I and the Father are one, or I and the quantum are one. I am creativity itself. I am abundance. I am life. I am safe. I am loved. I am guided. I am supported. I am infinite itself. I am. So you'll use that phase to generate that energy. And notice how the music supports you in that. And then you'll release it into stillness. Again, you'll plant it. In the third phase, that's where you generate the having, moving into phase with the outcome, embodying the end result from the end, releasing it back into stillness. So in this stage, you generate the complete energetic feeling, having state of your goal, and you use all your imagination, all of your emotion, all of your vision, all of your inner senses to create it. And the music will support this emotional state, and the music is very strong and it's powerful. And it's expansive and it's emotional and it's inspiring and it's empowering. And so you'll maintain this energetic phase for a time and you'll completely visualize it, own it, see the vision. You'll be in it, you'll be in it, you'll be in it. And then you'll release it. You'll let it go and you'll settle into stillness. And then the fourth phase is very soft and delicate. It's just gratitude and integration. And so the final phase is your gratitude for the outcome having been achieved. Your prayer has been planting the seed in the quantum field and you know it's been done. Ask and it is given. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. Gratitude, thank you, it is done. It is done. The gratitude is the relief and the knowing and the appreciation and the satisfaction and the peace of knowing your quantum goal is complete. So those are the four phases. So each of the phases invites the masculine creative element to be energized. That's you having the thoughts, the I am. The I am energy, the creative energy. And then the stillness between each phase is the feminine attribute being given space. The stillness allows you to plant the seed in the field. What the stillness does physically is it drops all of that energy that you've been running through your nervous system, it drops it into the limbic system, into the subconsciousness of the brain. So in this diagram, in this image, if you want to imagine that the Buddha image at the top is the I am, the energetic bubble is you, your energetic field, and all of the information that you're generating in that energetic field. And then the roots are you in the stillness planting it into the feminine. So the strong music is meant to generate and inspire the emotions that empower, that energize, that add amplitude to the thought form that is your vision, to all of those ideas and the imaginings that are, that is your vision. And so we want to allow the music to elevate those feelings. We want to be able to generate as much power as possible to influence the field. And it ends with a massive dose of gratitude as you feel that vibratory tone in your body. And then with the energetic seeds planted, you just release it to the quantum field to do the work, with the knowing that because you and the quantum are one, that your thoughts and its thoughts are one, and it responds to who you are being, that it has heard you. And so you end the prayer with just a massive thank you, and with an expectation of its inevitability. It's just a matter of time. And so you'll get more and more familiar with the prayer each time you do it. And so allow it to reveal it and to unfold itself to you. And then notice what you notice. Notice the synchronicities. Notice the intuitions. Notice the dreams. Notice the coincidences. Notice the imaginings. Notice the opportunities, etc. Notice how your reality starts to shift around that prayer. Okay, so there's some fun things to practice with here. Really powerful tools. So your quantum homework, as we wrap up our level two, is to continue to affirm the knowledge that if the quantum is everywhere, then you are quantum and you have access to its power. I invite you to use this image. This is you in the middle. This is how the quantum idea looks. You and the quantum are one. That Buddha mind and you are the same thing. That's a really powerful image. Get familiar with it. Continue to shape your I am declaration list. I and the quantum are one. I am infinite. I am power. I am abundance. I am wealth. I am health. I am happiness. I am clarity. I am perfect vision. I am happy. I am healthy. I am safe. I am protected. I am guided. I am supported. I am strong. I am life itself. Be curious about how inspiration, intention, identity, intuition, imagination, innovation, integration, implementation, and investment play a role in your quantum goal. Go through all those things and get specific about them, especially investment. Where am I investing my energy? Where am I investing my state? Are my states an investment that I know will be returned to me, or are my states a spending of energy? Practice closing the gap and making your future welcome in your energetic world and in your moment-to-moment physical life. That's the implementation idea. How can you start making your vision welcome now? Play with your quantum sleep prayer each night before you go to bed. It doesn't need to be the same thing every night. You can play with it. Each night it can be different, but you want it to be coming from the end. Practice your quantum prayer for another as often as you can, especially now, given the weirdness of the world. And develop your quantum muscles by practicing your personal quantum prayer as often as you can. Eventually you'll notice that you're more and more in state, and it will become a new energetic identity. You'll just over time, that will just be how you are in the 3D world. You'll be stepping into the 3D world with that tone being you. And then the 3D world will start to unfold around you as you walk into it. Notice what you notice, your dreams, your intuitions, your synchronicities. Enjoy the process. Be curious. Let it reveal itself and its mysteries to you. Be intrigued by how it starts to take shape. Don't force it. Don't push it. Allow it. Invite it. Welcome it. If you push it and force it, it won't work because you'll be constricted. Your aperture will be tight. If you're coming from a place of urgency or force or desperation or anxiety, your aperture is going to be tight. It's not going to work. So this is why I say, investigate it from a sense of play, from a sense of curiosity, from a sense of, ooh, isn't this interesting? Ooh, what might happen today? Ooh, let me see. You can even say in the quantum process, show me in a way that that will totally knock my socks off, that this is working. Show me in a way that I can't miss, and in a way that will make me laugh, or in a way that will make me be inspired, or in a way that will make me giggle inside. Right? Because it's you and the quantum mind are the same thing. So it's not like you're begging or pleading. You're talking to your own mind. So you say, show it to me in a way that will make me giggle. Show it to me in a way that I would least expect. Show it to me in a way that is going to, totally blow my mind. You're instructing your own mind. So play, enjoy this process. Because the more play you invite, the more your aperture is open, and the more magic will truly appear. So this is the last teaching module. We have another coaching call where we'll wrap all of this stuff up. But have fun with this module. This is meant to be where all of your theory comes together, and now you get to go out into the world and experiment. So our final Q&A call will happen this Saturday at 11 o'clock, just like it always does. And as always, if you have questions, you can't be there live. I would love it if you'd be there live. I would love to hear how this stuff is starting to unfold for you, what you're feeling, what you're noticing, being able to share your notes with other people in the group. This is why having coaching calls and being able to share what's going on with you is so beneficial. And to also, to inquire about how you're feeling about what's going on in the world. I'd love to be able to connect with you. As always, the call will be recorded. If you can't join me live, email me in advance at contact@SimoneWright.com, and I'll answer your questions on the call. But it would be great to hear as many of you on the call as we can, as this is our last one. So until then, enjoy your time being quantum, going out and playing in the field. And I can't wait to hear about what you guys have been up to. So bye for now. Thanks so much for being with me through this whole program. Thank you for being a part of my community. Thank you for being a part of the quantum program, and I send you so much care and gratitude and appreciation. I'll see you on the coaching call. Enjoy your week. Bye, guys.